Station 8, Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. This is a reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 23, verse 27 to 28. And there followed him a great multitude of people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughter of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children." The women of Jerusalem followed Jesus through the street, doing what they can with what they have. They mourn and lament for him. Women who have loved ones incarcerated and in prison do what they can with what they have as well. But too often they need help along the way. The emotional, logistic challenges of this often leave family members feeling like they have been in prison too. Use What You Got Prison Ministry is an organization that come alongside them and support these families and friends. This ministry ensures families and friends can maintain contact with loved ones who are in prison by providing transportation for prison visitations and promoting a holistic approach to family wellness. Personal visits have been directly linked to a reduction in reconviction. Of those who find themselves in the prison system, to this end, Use What You Got Prison Ministry work to ensure these visits happen. Not only do they provide transportation, but they also provide and or help with counseling, referrals, spiritual retreats, providing essential items for families and support systems. We pray. Jesus, we want to see the ones on the road who are mourning and lamenting, just as you saw the women of Jerusalem along your path. Help us to recognize that these people are doing what they can with what they have, and that they might need us to help with what we have too. Give us courage to help, to reach out, and to be available. Amen. For reflection, have you experienced loss in your life, loss of a loved one, or your health, or your independency? There are so many big and small losses in life, and we too weep for ourselves and for others. As you move to the next station, consider how you've grown through loss. Things you've learned, ways in which your compassion has deepened,